Okay. So we seen everybody do it. Now me and Derek's gonna do it. Well, let's just say it's more of NBA players, former and current, that are doing it. So I figured, hell, why me and Derek? Let's go ahead and do it.
Right now.
Yeah. So in the recent trends I've seen that they have been giving off their all time starting five. And then I've also seen, of course, who's the greatest point guard of all time. But that was just something I've seen. What we're going to focus on is the top five. Well, not top five. I'm sorry. All-time starting five. All-time. So let's go ahead and do this. Well, Darren, I'm going to start with you. Who is your all-time starting five NBA players?
The only thing I struggled with was the center, but after some thought process, I went ahead and figured it out. So here's my top five all-time starting five. Well, my all-time starting five.
Okay.
At center, Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
At power forward, Tim Duncan.
Okay.
At small forward, Larry Bird.
Okay.
The shooting guard position would be Sir Altitude, aka Michael Jordan, and the point guard would be Irvin Magic Johnson. Please don't tell me we got the same list.
Almost.
Please. Oh, almost. God, help us all.
Almost.
Oh, help us all.
Almost. So.
Well, I know the point guard and the shooting guard, the two guards are now,
just the point guard. Just the point
guard.
That's
interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
But the center is not the same. I'll tell you that now.
Okay.
So here's mine. The center is the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon. My power forward. I have a backup, though. I'm going to name my backup since we have the same ones. But my original was Tim Duncan. That's power forward. Larry Bird as my Larry Bird as my small forward. Kobe Bryant as the shooting guard, and Irvin Magic Johnson as my point guard. But in the replace, I also had as my power forward Julius Erving.
Yep, good grief.
Dr. J.
I'm sticking to Dr. Dre. Good grief.
Why not? They're very similar.
Yep.
That's why we'll say Julius Erving.
Yep.
Instead of Dr. J.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was one, if anybody asked you, there was one that you can actually replace in your all-time starting five, what would be that one position you would change?
That I would change?
Yeah, like kind of replace.
Probably my center.
Who would you switch it with or change it to?
It would probably have to be there's so many of them.
Yeah, so many greats out there.
There's so many of them out there. I would probably have to say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a good one. I like that one. That's a good one.
Especially, really, the main one would be the young 1971 NBA champion Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, far more than the Lakers Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I agree. That's a good one. I like that one. You want to know mine is? The point guard. The big old Oscar Robertson. Yep.
He lit his behind up in 2K.
I did. Yes. Literally, I did.
Oh, man.
And it was like, well, he also killed me too. So it was like, it was going both ways.
Yeah.
It was going both ways.
Cause he had the invisible hand too.
Yes, he did. He did. He was horrible. I couldn't stand it because he was, not only was he above average for a point guard, he was 6'5". And he had the badges that, a point guard shorter than him or a point guard taller than him would actually get. And it was ridiculous. He killed me. When we was playing our little series, he killed me because he was by far the most difficult. The Milwaukee Bucks, the 71, 72 Bucks. Yeah. They were hard.
That was a real championship team in 2K that was hard to beat.
Yeah. Now, if the Knicks back in the 90s actually won one, they would have been tough too.
Well, they were tough anyway. I mean, we never got to play them, but no. They would be tough too.
No. Yeah, they was tough either way. And it would have been nice if they also still had the Pacers too back in the 90s because they was tough too.
Yeah, they were tough.
They was real tough.
Yeah.
Because they was building the mirror image to, of course, the Knicks. So that would have been phenomenal if they would have actually picked them. But that is the top five. Why do I keep saying top five? That is the all-time starting five for me and Darren, even though that we picked almost the same people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is why it's a struggle to do these things because
we have the same minds when it comes down to the different players. And it's tough to kind of compete in that way.
Yeah.
But it's because there's still a lot of good players out there, but these are just like, ones that has the experience, the playoff experience, the championship experience, mm-hmm. and just the overall, what they call them, Iron Man.
Yes.
The Iron Man experience to where they can actually go 82 plus games and win. And just consistently win. And like, it's funny because I'm surprised that Reggie wasn't in your all-time starting five.
Again, this was exactly the reason why I struggled with this thing, but I would pick Jordan over Reggie.
Yeah. I'm just surprised by that because
even with the center being able to replace it, I would replace the shooting guard too with Reggie Miller. But Jordan just have always been one of those dudes where it's just like you can't replace Jordan.
He's been one of those OGs.
Yeah, you can't really replace him.
Yeah.
Not even with Stephen Curry or Reggie Miller or Ray Allen or any of those guys. Reggie Miller and Ray Allen were always the guys that I always picked when it came out of 3-point shootouts. But and I even considered them as a starting player on my list, but not as an all time starting list. Now, right. Will they be a backup? Absolutely. They'd be on the bench? Absolutely. Jordan would have to start over Ray Allen and Reggie Miller.
No, I agree. There's nothing I agree with. And Stephen Curry would be one of my bench guys. That would be the toughest thing to do because he's just all in all phenomenal player. And he really don't even deserve a bench spot.
Right.
And especially in the way that he plays.
Right.
But when I had mentioned like who was the greatest point guard of all time. A lot of people hands down said, hey, it's Magic.
It is Magic.
It's not by much because Steph Curry is like right up there.
What would put Stephen Curry out of that is just simply because he can't play all five positions.
No, correct. And even though that, not to mentioning that he, Stephen Curry is kind of selfish a little bit. It's more of a, they both have, let me put it like this. They have leadership skills. Okay. They have the leadership thing. So Magic is the control freak leader to where that he has to have the ball in his hands in order for things to work. That's Magic right there.
That's true. Yeah.
Stephen Curry, on the other hand, is more of the listener, the observer type leader. You know, he's not going to chase. Well, even though it did happen in some ways, he did chase that record, but he's not going to be the one to be chasing, you know, all the points and all the assists and stuff like that. He's more of, you know, okay, if nobody else is doing it, then I'll do it. But if somebody is there, you know, they can go on and have it. Just like when Durant came in 2016, he went on and just kind of slowly gave that to Durant. And that's when Durant became, you know, one of the top scorers in the team. And Stephen Curry was just kind of waving his hands in the back, was like, "Hi, Mr. O'Reilly." And that was it. So yeah.
The thing that it's different from Steph Curry with Magic Johnson is considering that I agree with, but mm-hmm. that I look at it as another, you know, aspect of that type of leadership skills, and Magic Johnson have more of that motivator type of skill set to be able to motivate his players to do better.
Even though
he, you know, has to have the ball to make things work, but he's a motivator to where he can, you know, make it work without having the ball at the same time. Right. Stephen Curry is more of that particular point guard that don't have to have the ball either, but would prefer to be able to use his hands to be able to make his magic work in a way, because he mirrors his, you know, plays from Reggie Miller. So considering that, you know, he's more of a, hey, let's see if I can get open versus let me see if I can find somebody being open. But if I have to play the role of, hey, let me get somebody open, then yeah, he'll play that role.
Yep. Mark Jackson was probably the main reason why the Steph Curry was shooting as a point guard. Mm-hmm. But it's ironic that Mark Jackson wasn't much of a shooter during his playing career.
Well, I would say Kerr was probably more of that reason. I think Mark Jackson was more of that, you know, making sure that you can, you know, kind of mirror him in the paint. And I think that wasn't Stephen Curry's play at that time.
Right. And you've seen that during his times. Yeah. You've seen that during his time too.
Yeah. Because it that wasn't him. And you would think that Mark Jackson would know that because Stephen Curry, you know, shadowed Reggie Miller in his play. So it would have been like, oh, okay, so this would be a little bit more different in, you know, how I coach Stephen Curry to be able to be who he is. And Steve Kerr was just like, well, I'm more of a shooter. Stephen Curry is a shooter. So Stephen Curry took more shots than probably he did than Mark Jackson.
Yeah, Jamar Jackson only shot when he needed to.
Right. And that was in the force of Larry Bird. Look, dude, you got this wide open shot. You better take it.
Yeah. Because before Larry Bird, it wasn't nothing like that. He just shot it when he needed to.
You were lucky to see him shoot a three. I don't ever remember seeing him shoot a three like that from the games that I watched.
You talking about during Larry Brown era? That was he shot some.
I don't remember that much. I remember more Bird than I do Jackson. I mean, Brown.
Well, Bird kind of put a step on him, like, yo, bro, you got to shoot more. You got to shoot a little bit more.
Yeah.
Like, we can't keep relying on, you know,
Reggie and Jalen.
I think he kind of.
Rick Smith.
Yeah, Rick Smith was always a shooter, too. But Jalen Rose at the same time was more like he wasn't a shooter either. I think Bird had to get into him because he struggled.
Well, Jalen Rose had to really be an all-around player.
Yes. He had to be an all-around player. And he struggled with that, but he got better eventually. He eventually got better.
Yeah.
So that was different. It was different in that form from when Jackson was, you know, going up in his career and when Larry Bird in his career, and he didn't shoot a lot of threes either, but he was a shooter. Mm-hmm. He was a shooter, but he wasn't much of a shooter. But he knew that, hey, if you're going to do this, we're going to have to do this to kind of relieve some of the, you know, Reggie-ness out of, you know, the opponents. We need.
And you. Also, you know, switch up the game plan, be flexible. Yeah, you know, because it ain't about just, you know, getting Reggie the ball and shoot it.
Yeah, pick and pop. That's how Rick Smith got open. So it was
Rick Smith. Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you're right. That during Jackson's coaching days, he was a little bit more different to Steph.
Yeah, he was a little different.
Steve Kerr was to Stephen Curry.
Yeah, because Mark Jackson, you wouldn't be able. Stephen Curry, I don't think, would have been able to grasp, you know, what Mark Jackson was telling him, because that was not his game style. He was a point guard, and Mark Jackson was a point guard, but Mark Jackson was a little bit more a contributor inside the paint than he was, you know, outside. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's
absolutely
nothing
wrong with that. But it's no just way. More that Mark Jackson was, you know, a better player in the paint than he was outside the paint.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I definitely agree. But that's all I have. Is there anything else you want to add to this?
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this one up. This may be a short one, but we got something out there. So that's good for us, at least to say.
No doubt.
All right. So I appreciate everyone's time. Appreciate everyone listening. Anyone that's listening to this, you can go ahead and head on to our YouTube channel. We have content there, gaming, all that good stuff. We have podcast clips, video, YouTube, the podcast, all that. And then, well, you can follow us on social media. But until then, I'm Daryl. Dance right across from me.
Yep.
All right, but we're out. Ciao.
Ciao.